Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the day of Pentecost, the day we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. But like so many things in the Bible, the story of the Holy Spirit is not told in just a single place or a single way. Here's one story. The very first Easter. The followers of Jesus are gathered in a room, and they are wondering about the news that they've heard that Jesus is alive. Suddenly, Jesus is there among them, although the doors to the room are locked. It's told as a gentle moment, filled not with cheers, but with a quiet awe. Jesus shows himself to the disciples and says, "Peace be with you." Then he breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The Spirit, the breath, these are the same word in Greek. Jesus says, "Receive my Spirit, my breath, my life within you." With the Holy Spirit, Jesus gives them peace and a new role to fulfill. They have a new story to tell, a story that ends not in violence and grief, but with new life and new hope, new breath in their lungs. Luke tells a very different story. In his story, the followers of Jesus are again gathered in a room. They've seen the risen Jesus and seen him ascend into heaven. Before he left them, Jesus told them to stay in Jerusalem and wait, and God would send power for their work of ministry, their new role as witnesses to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. In this story, the Spirit is not a peaceful breath, but a rush of wind. It's loud, disruptive. This Spirit comes with a vision of flame. And this Spirit gives the followers a very specific gift. Jesus has told his disciples to be witnesses, to share the good news of God's love with all the nations to the ends of the earth. Now, the Spirit gives them the ability to speak the languages of all those nations, all those people. Jews have gathered from far and wide in Jerusalem to celebrate the Jewish feast of Pentecost. And as they are drawn to see what is causing such a disturbance first thing in the morning on a quiet Jerusalem street, each one of them is able to hear the story of Jesus proclaimed in their own language. The Spirit fills Peter and he preaches to all who have gathered about how Jesus fulfills the promise of God's Savior. The whole book of Acts continues the story of these disciples who, moved by the Spirit, carry out their mission to be witnesses to Jesus, both near and far. So we have a quiet Spirit, a Spirit of peace and reassurance. And we have a powerful Spirit, a Spirit ready to blow those waiting disciples right out into the world. And then we come to Paul. For Paul, the Holy Spirit is a Spirit of transformation. Paul is telling the Galatians that the Holy Spirit, which they received at baptism, is a force that changes their lives if they allow it. For Paul, the Holy Spirit is not a mystery, not some ethereal, unknowable force. Paul is very clear about who this Spirit is and where it comes from. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of the Son of God given to the children of God, all of us, That is what we receive in baptism, the very life of Jesus within us. It is because of the Spirit coming into our hearts that we know God. Now, we don't just know about God, but we are brought into relationship with a God we can now call Abba, Father, and Amma, Mother. For Paul, and for the people Paul meets and teaches and baptizes, receiving the Holy Spirit is a turning point, a point for which there is a clear before and after, a point of transformation of life. It is clear to Paul that the life of one who is baptized will change. The old habits of selfishness and personal gain will fall away, and new habits, new gifts will grow. Love, joy, peace, patience, generosity. As we read Paul's sense of urgency and immediacy about these things, it is helpful to remember that Paul believed that Jesus was coming back right away. He didn't imagine, at least at first, that the Christian life would be something lived out over decades. Paul writes to new believers who have been baptized into a new way of life, and he really believes that they will not die before Jesus returns. Because of this, Paul's experience of conversion and baptism and transformation of life is very different from what many of us experience. Many of us have been baptized as infants, have grown up on the stories of Jesus, have lived 40 or 60 or 80 years as Christians. We also receive the Holy Spirit with its gifts and blessings, its peace and power. But we experience the life of faith more as an ongoing process of transformation. A process of growing year by year into what it means to follow Jesus. Sometimes that question of how we follow Jesus is foremost on our minds. At other times, it may take a back seat to other concerns. For us, the gifts of the Spirit become practices of faith. Practices that we have to be intentional about if they are to grow in our lives. That's one reason that we gather in Christian community, so that we can practice together these gifts of love and patience and kindness and generosity. And we can encourage one another in growing together as followers of Jesus. In baptism, in confirmation, in prayer and study, in Holy Communion, in a mountain walk or the smile of a beloved child, we receive again the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are filled with the Spirit of Jesus, which offers peace when we are anxious and courage when we are afraid, and a mighty rush of wind when we are getting too comfortable. The Spirit of Jesus is a spirit of healing and hope, of mercy and care for the neighbor, of invitation to those on the margins. Above all, the Spirit of Jesus is a spirit of utter trust in God, who is always faithful and filled with steadfast love for us. Today at our second service, we will confirm three young people, Natalie, Erica, and Aiden. And as they confirm their faith today, they welcome this Spirit into their lives. May the Spirit lead them and lead each one of us into lives filled with the gifts that make life abundant and whole. Love, joy, peace, generosity, gentleness, kindness, patience, hope. And may you and each one of us receive God's blessing in order to be a blessing in the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.